This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A rocket attack on a military base in Iraq that hosts U.S. troops and coalition troops. At least 10 rockets. We don't know yet if there were any casualties. The rocket struck the Ain al-Assad air base in Anbar province. An Iraqi military statement says the attack did not cause significant losses. This attack comes 2 days before Pope Francis is scheduled to visit Iraq. President Biden says he now expects the COVID-19 vaccine supply to ramp up faster than expected. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's hailing a deal that'll have Merck help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved vaccine.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
Because of that, he's taking a new step, ordering states to prioritize vaccinating all childcare workers, from teachers to support staff.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is.
The goal is to get them at least one dose by month's end, with the federal government providing the shots through its pharmacy program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Texas is among the states easing coronavirus restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott announced starting next week in Texas, wearing a mask will not be mandatory.
Each person has their own role to play in their own personal safety, as well as in the safety of others.
Besides no mask requirement, there will be no limits on indoor dining in Texas. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is easing virus rules in Michigan.
Restaurants and bars can operate at 50% capacity.
Louisiana is also loosening the rules. So is the city of San Francisco. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has been warning not to risk a new wave of the virus.
We're not out of the woods here yet.
Coronavirus numbers are still alarmingly high. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Calls are mounting for New York's governor to resign. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the latest on this story.
Calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign are mounting. In New York City late Tuesday afternoon, protesters chanted for Cuomo's resignation, with three women now coming forward alleging unwanted advances by the 63-year-old Cuomo. Sumathi Kumar of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America told protesters Cuomo's failings go beyond the allegations. In a statement issued Sunday, Cuomo said some of the things he has said had been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. I'm Mike Gracia.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 143 points yesterday, the Nasdaq dropped 230 points, and the S&P dropped 31. The latest from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.